the devil won't go near it. It's that old time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't go near it. It's the reason people fear it. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you're dying. It will start the devil flying. But it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It's so good I want no other. For it makes me love my brother, and it brings things from undercover. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you're dying. It will start the devil flying. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It's that old sheep of Zion. It's that old sheep of Zion. It's that old sheep of Zion. Get on board, get on board. It's that old sheep of Zion. It's that old sheep of Zion. It's that old sheep of Zion. Get on board, get on board. It has landed, my old father. It has landed, my old father. It has landed, my old father. Get on board, get on board. It has landed, my old father. It has landed, my old father. It has landed, my old father. Get on board, get on board. Let us pray, saints. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are for that old sheep of Zion. We thank you, Father, O God, for we have received the testimony of the saints that have gone with that old sheep of Zion, and it has brought them to that promised land. Oh God, how we are waiting for that same sheep, Lord, that it would also come for us, Lord, when the hour comes, and that it would lend us into that beautiful land, the land where we will never grow old. Father, even as we sing these songs, Lord, Father, oh God, we pray you look not at our skill, but that, Father, from the bottom of our hearts, we are singing unto you to praise thy holy name. praying tonight, Father, for the saints that are not here, that you would bless each and every one of them, Lord. May you watch over them and grant grace and mercy unto them, Father. We commit the service into your hands. May you grant, Lord, that we may sing these songs and enter into that place, Lord, where, oh, Father, thy spirit would easily flow in our hearts, and that it would bring thy word, Lord, and shape us and mold us into what you want us to be. Praying for our brother Maxwell, Lord, grant him grace tonight, Lord, that you use him also to speak unto thy people. Father, we commit him into your hands. Anoint him, Lord. Anoint the hearers of the word and the saints that are still on the way. Help them, Father, as they come in to enter into that same channel with the rest of us, O God. Father, we commit the service to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. I'm just looking in the songbook to see which song to sing. I don't know how these musicians do it, you see. But we trust that the Lord will help us tonight. I think we could sing this song, Friendship with Jesus. Friendship with Jesus. There's no better friendship than that. I can truly testify that the Lord has been very good to me. The things that he has done for me in my life, I actually get afraid when I think of it, to say, but why me? You know, and when you listen to the prophet preaching and he says, blessings don't always mean, prosperity don't always mean blessing of the Lord or something like that. You know, I really get so scared to think, but why me, Lord? Why have you helped me with this? You know, because I don't deserve it at all. But he is a friend of mine. And if I would have no other friend in the world and only have Jesus, I will be fine. So let's just sing that song, Friendship with Jesus, from the bottom of our hearts. A friend of Jesus, oh, what bliss that one so weak as I should ever have a friend like this to lead me to the sky. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend when other friendship says, a friend when others fail, a friend who gives me joy and peace, a friend when foes assail. Friendship, friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend when sickness lays me low. A friend when death draws near. A friend is through the veil I go, a friend to help and cheer. Friendship, friendship. fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend when life's troubled, Jesus, a friend when death is past, a friend to greet on heaven's shore, a friend when home at last, friendship, friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend. Hallelujah. Does anybody have a special song tonight? Well, there's another good one. Just a closer walk. Just a closer walk. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk.
When my feeble life
So far, must Jesus bear the cross alone? Must Jesus bear the cross? Must Jesus bear the cross alone? Is that correct, right? Is that the right tune, yeah? Yeah. Must be the cross alone, and all the world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross. Song I'm going through. Maybe we could try that one. Do you know it, sister? No. Okay. Any suggestion? Which one do you know? Showers of blessing. Do you know that one? Yeah. Good. There shall be showers of blessing. Since the promise of life. Oh, there shall be seasons refreshing. Sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. May mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we bring, there shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again.
Oh,
over the hills and ever. Sound of abundance of rain, showers of blessing, oh, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we bring, there shall be showers of blessing. Send them upon us, O Lord.
Oh,
granted us our is refreshing. Come in now, another way. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us falling, but for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing. Today might fall.
Oh,
now as to God we confess, sin, now as on Jesus we call.
Oh,
showers of blessing,
showers
of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we pray. Oh, showers of blessing,
showers of blessing
we need. Oh, mercy drops round us are falling, all in a
but for the
showers we plead, showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy doves run us a falling, but for the showers we plead. How many believe that tonight?
Amen.
That there will be showers of blessings.
Amen.
And we will not have even a place to keep them.
Amen.
Because the Lord is in the midst of his people.
Amen.
And wherever the Lord is, oh, it is always blessings and blessings and blessings. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, precious brother. It's not easy to have just come from work and then find yourself leading songs. God richly bless you, brother. Amen. We thank the Lord. He always gives us the strength to do his work.
Amen.
It's not never our strength. So we thank the Lord for tonight. Today the table, the chairs look so empty, but we know all the empty seats who are seated here.
Amen.
Amen. The whole seats are filled up.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
That the whole seats, as you see them empty, they are all filled to the brim.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
His presence fills everywhere. Amen.
His presence, it fills every vacuum. So every chair is what? Filled. Amen. You are welcome to the house of the Lord this evening. We thank the Lord for the day so far, taking us to work, some to school. I don't know if there are still some people going to school anyway. But we thank the Lord he has guided us this evening. And we thank him for the mercies that he has given to us. Let's bow down our heads for a little prayer before we read the word. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord, this evening, Lord Jesus. We are here, O God, because, Lord, you called us. And anytime, Lord, you call your children, oh, there is something good in store for them. And we believe, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus, you are going to bless us by your word, O God. Father, and so, Lord, we surrender all to you this evening. We bow down before you with all reverence, Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will take control of everything that, Lord, will be done here, O God. Even the preaching of the word of God, we know that, Lord, it never had to come from man. It has to come by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That's why, Lord Jesus, we surrender all to you this moment, O God. The Lord, you speak to us, Lord. We commit our brethren who are not here, Lord, into your hands. You know where they are and why, Lord, they are not here. Lord, bless them, O God. To reach them, O Lord, with the same blessing that, Lord, we will receive here, O God. Father, we pray, Lord, this moment that you take your word now and make it a living bread unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God richly bless you as we are still standing. Let's stand to the reading of the word. We shall read Revelation 3, 17 to 17 and 18. It's a very common scripture. Revelation 3, 17 to 19. Let's hear the word of God. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesalves, that thou mayest see. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. How, Lord, we were lost somewhere. But Lord Jesus, your grace, your loving kindness, because, Lord, you have predestinated us, Lord, to conform to the image of your dear Son, Lord. You came looking for us, and Father, you brought us out, Lord. So we thank you reading these words, Lord. We are just trying to, Lord Jesus, hear from you, to always stay by the word of God. So Lord, speak to us this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? This is God or Jesus diagnosing the hour of the church. Where the church now is. It was Jesus having diagnosed Laodicea's church. This is what he said. This is what Jesus saw about the church of this day. Amen. And in this message book, The Mark of the Beast, preached in 1954, the prophet said, let's start it from somewhere and bring it back to the Laodicea church. He said, now, notice closely. He said, now notice closely again now. I want you, a great thing, to notice. That means I want you to see a great thing. I want you, a great thing, to notice. How did that Babylonian kingdom break up? How did that Babylonian kingdom break up? He said, one night, when they went over, got the holy vessels of God, see, begin to drink wine in it, begin to have a big time, and get a bunch of women out there, concubines, and were dancing and reveling and having a big time. Praise the Lord. You remember the question? How did that Babylonian kingdom break up? He said one night, they went over, took the holy vessels of God, and begin to what? Drink wine out of it, using that God's vessels, holy vessels, using them for their party. And then he said, the prophet said, is that right? At that time, there was a handwriting come on the wall. Mene, mene, tekel, ufasin. Now, they were in a party. Then they saw a hand writing, mene, mene, tekel, ufasin. They were looking at the handwriting. But they, see, they couldn't understand it. Amen. Whilst they were using the holy vessels, they didn't realize where the minute hand of that hour had reached. Because anything coming to our end, we say the 11th hour. Amen. I have an image of it. The other day, I gave it to my daughter, and I don't know whether he saved it over there. And that particular image, the prophet said it was a German artist that drew that image. And he said, even I have that picture hanging in my house. So I went searching German artists, because the prophet described it that it is a man praying with a candle burning, just almost burning out. And then there was a clock. And that clock shows that it was 11:55. That means 5 minutes to midnight or whatever. So that's 11th hour. And then that will be the end. So that was so I went searching, looking, and then I got a picture that looks so similar to it, because I did extensive search, and I got that picture. My brother, when you look at it, yeah, it tells you something. The artist, the way how he put it, my brother, immediately you see it, you really begin to feel something. Candle burning, and then a Bible, a Bible opened. Amen. Candle burning, Bible opened, a man praying, and a clock. Just 5 minutes to 12, to midnight, or whatever time it was. But it shows that the time, it shows the 11th hour, just 5 minutes of that 11th hour left. Amen. And it shows that when it hits, maybe the Bible will be closed, and that will be the end. And maybe the candle also by then might have what? Burnt out. There's no more light. You see, you are getting the, well, the picture is telling you something. That when the hour strikes, the Bible will be closed. the light will go off. And where would you be? Oh my. Praise the Lord. I will definitely, because this message, the hour that we live in, this is the first part, maybe to take maybe three parts, because it's quite a long, a lengthy message. Amen. And so they were not realizing, they never knew where the minute hand had reached at that time. They never knew it. Amen. And then the handwriting came. Because at that time, the enemy were already prepared to attack Babylon. Praise the Lord. So the handwriting appeared on the wall of old Babylon. And it was in an unknown language. It was in an unknown language. And the people could not understand it. It has to take a Daniel. Oh, to understand that handwriting that was on the wall. And he said, today, today's Babylon, there is a handwriting. Amen. There is a handwriting, today's Babylon. Amen. My brother, there is a message, an end time message. Amen. But one thing is that the people cannot understand it. Amen. It has become something like an unknown language to what? To the world. Even to the church. The churches of today. The message, the end time message. It's something like what? It's in an unknown language. They cannot understand it. You open it to them. All what they are holding, their creeds and dogmas. That's all about it. But it has become what? In an unknown language to them. They don't understand it. But praise be to God. There are Daniels in this our time that know, that understand the message of the hour. Amen. Amen. There are Daniels that understand the handwriting of today. Praise God. And I want to still read listen. He said, it is written in the skies. Praise the Lord. Yes. They took a picture of it. It showed one time Jesus showed something in the skies. But today, a lot of people are making what? Hues and cries over it. That's all. It doesn't mean anything. It will tell you that it was some Air Force plane that just went off and left some smoke behind and a form that listen. They will be telling you that. But my brother and my sister, you look at it closely. The whole sky was blue. Amen. Except that face. That cloud alone. Amen. Handwriting in the skies. It's written over the face of the earth. Today's handwriting. That's what the prophet is saying. Amen. This is the end. If you can read the handwriting. So the prophets lived in the time when the handwriting was on the wall of a nation. That was Babylon. During those days, it was on a wall of a nation. But we are living when the handwriting now is on the wall of time. On all nations. Every nation. On the earth. Everything. Time is at the end. And how would God spare this world? Amen. So that's why he said, so we must what? Search the scriptures to find the hour that we are living in. That's our topic tonight, the hour that we are living in. Amen. So, now, in this hour that we are living in, the church, the prophet, the church is supposed to be the mouthpiece peace of God. This hour that we are living in, the church is supposed to be the mouthpiece of God. But the church is saying, I am rich and increase in goods and have need of nothing. The prophet said, that is not from the mouth of God. The church is supposed to be the mouthpiece of God. And now the church is saying, I am rich, I am increasing goods, and I have need of nothing. And the prophet said, that's not the mouth of God. That is not the mouth of God. The church has become his own mouthpiece, speaking of herself, not God. Amen. See? The prophet said, now look, that was her self-estimate. See? Herself, you see, he's weighing herself. So it is her self-estimate, what he has estimated of herself. So he said, she looked at herself, and that was what she saw. See, the church looked at herself, and that's what she saw. Oh, she said, I'm rich, which means she's wealthy in the things of this world. See, but God was seeing Laodicea differently. God was seeing it differently. Oh, they said they have need of nothing, but God saw it otherwise. You see, you don't know this, but you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, and you don't know it. Don't know it. Amen. So in this message book, I stand at the door and knock. Paragraph 8, the prophet said, just think, if a person is being naked and poor and miserable and blind and don't know it, think of it. Think of it. Now, if he knew it, he would try to better herself. She will run off the street and find clothing. If she knows that she's what? She's naked. Oh my. You are walking the street, then you see yourself naked. Oh my brother, my sister. You would dash somewhere immediately to go and find what? Clothing and cover yourself. See. He would try to better himself. But if he is in that condition and doesn't know it, what a horrible thing. What a horrible thing. My brother, my sister, look, can you give me those horrible things? My. Horrible. Hey. My. This is what? Someone that has been created by God. Oh my! What is this? My brother. Hey-ya! Hey! My brother. Is that horrible thing, the church? Doesn't know. You see, if this man knows who he is, oh my, he doesn't know where he comes from. Doesn't know anything. He cannot remember who he is. The church cannot remember where it comes from. Oh my. Oh. Oh, serious. Horrible. Horrible things, my brother, my sister. No, 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 no. Hey! That's what I said. He doesn't know it. He doesn't know it. He doesn't know that what condition he is in. The church also doesn't know it. What condition is he in now? Poor, naked, blind, miserable. Is it not the same thing? It looks so poor, miserable. Oh my. But he doesn't know it. Oh, it's okay, yeah. Doesn't know it. He said, a lukewarm church has made God sick. Look at these hideous things. It gets you sick. The lukewarm church has made God sick and had declared he will spew it out. He has declared that he will spew it out. How can God go with such a thing? Look at something like this. The prophet said it reminds us of how he felt just before the flood. Doesn't it? See how God felt before the flood. See, it says it just reminds us how he felt. Now the prophet is what? Typing. Today's Laodicea church. To what? To Noah's day. How God felt in Noah's day. Looking at Noah's day, the same thing. Because he said, God saw the wickedness of man was so great on the earth. You see, because every imagination of the thought of his heart was to continuously evil. And he repented the law that he had made man on earth. And if God looks at such image, my brother and sister, oh, my own creation. Now look at what he's done to himself and herself. That's what the church has done also. That's the way how God sees the church. Just like as it was in Noah's day. And so if God never spared Noah's day, is it going to spare Laodicea church? This Laodicea church? No, 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 no. That's not justice. But you know, where is he? He's still knocking. As we preaching this message and trying this evangelism group going out every day trying to get people in, we are doing what God wants us to do. Amen. God is seeing Laodicea. He said, thou art miserable. Thou art miserable. That means they are objects to be pitied. Those people can't, you see, you look, and then you have to what? Pity them. You see. He said, that means thou art miserable. That means that they are objects to be pitied. Pitied. They scorn, but they scorn pity. Yes. Yeah. Any of these people, you try to reason. No, 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 no. It won't work. You try to, he will even, see, if he could just harm you, he would rather harm you. Whatever you tell him or tell her, he or she sees it as something nonsense. Praise the Lord. He said, they scorn pity. Try to what? Tell any of these people something good. He will scorn you. Amen. They are full of pride. Yes, sir. They vaunt what they have. But what they have will not stand the test of time. It will never stand the test of time. What they have, it will never stand the test of time. See? The problem is that they have built upon quicksand rather than the rock of the revelation of God's word. The church, which is supposed to be the mouthpiece of God, is now the mouthpiece of themselves, talking about themselves, how rich they are. That they have need of nothing. Soon cometh the earthquake. Soon there will come the storms of the wrath of God in judgment. Then will come suddenly a destruction. Amen. And in spite of all their carnal preparation, they will still be unprepared for what comes upon the earth. All what they do, the church, they try to do something. Oh, they also talk about the coming of the Lord. They also talk about the coming of the Lord. They believe the second coming of the Lord. They believe it. And they also are making their own preparation. But the prophet said, their preparation, that kind of preparation, they will still be unprepared for what cometh upon the earth. It cannot stand. Amen. They are those who, in spite of all their worldly efforts, are actually opposing themselves and don't know it. They are opposing themselves and they don't know it. They are objects of pity. They are indeed. Amen. He said, thou art blind and naked. Now God says they are naked as well as blind. He said, this is really desperate. How can anyone be blind and naked and know not it? I cannot imagine anything as tragic as a man who is blind and naked and does not know it. There's only one answer. He's already deep in oblivion. His faculties are gone. And that is what spiritual amnesia has set in. Amen. Spiritual amnesia has set in. And spiritual amnesia, that's when you cannot what? You cannot know who you are. Just like what we see, these images that we saw. He cannot imagine who he is. Spiritual amnesia. Amen. One time, King Nebuchadnezzar vaunted himself so high, and God brought him down. And when he brought him down, he was what? He was crawling on the floor like what? As a four-legged animal. Eating grass. He couldn't remember who he was. Amen. A human being now acting like what? An animal. Spiritual amnesia. Can it mean that the Holy Spirit has taken leave of this last day church? Can it mean that men have put God out of their minds to such an extent that it's happening even as we stand in here? Amen. Yes, it is happening. They've put away God. See, the Holy Spirit has left the church. And when the Holy Spirit leaves the church, my brother, it becomes what? A normal church. Without any word, without any power. That's what the church has come to. It said, thou art poor. Now, of course, that means spiritually poor. There is nothing in you to give for or someone to benefit. Nothing. There is no virtue. They are poor, he said, spiritually poor, meaning that they have nothing to offer anyone. Spiritually, there is nothing in there to offer. Amen. The prophet made an example of a flower that had no nectar. So the bees come and they try to suck. There's no nectar in it. Amen. So you just become like what? You become like a money machine that has no money. You put your card in, then it said insufficient money. There's no money in it. Amen. A flower that has no nectar for the bees to suck. There's no virtue. Amen. It's all because they don't want to retain God in their knowledge. And so God also had given them up to what? A reprobate mind. So that they can do things that is what? That's not right. Amen. They have God had given them to reprobate minds. So they do things that are not in line. For them to believe always a lie. Amen. It surely appears that something like that has happened. Here are people who say they are of God and know God and have the Holy Spirit, and yet they are naked, blind, and don't know it. See, they are already deceived. They have the wrong spirit. They elect, but the elect can never be deceived. Amen. Thank God. Daniel's. We can read what the handwriting that is on what? On the time now that we are living in. The handwriting that is upon the nations. The handwriting that is upon the earth now. The Daniels. We can understand. Knowing that God, the time is so close. And as it was preached the other day, it is time for awakening. Amen. To keep our lamps, making sure that there's always oil in it. Because at any time, that great call will come up. Arise! The bridegroom cometh! Go out and meet him! A shout. And that is what the message that we are hearing today. Praise the Lord. You see. My brother, that day, it will surely come. That day will surely come. It can never what? It can never fail. It will. Well, how can it fail? Praise the Lord. So, these are they who have stripped themselves naked, leaving God's care and protection, and sought to build their own way of salvation. That's what the church now is. They have left the good care of God. They've left the protection of God. And now they have themselves made themselves, build themselves a way of salvation. They build themselves a way of salvation. Now it is what? A kind of a man that when you kiss the rings, oh, for sure, you had to go to the kingdom of God. And I tell you, I've watched it before because I've stayed in that city and I've gone there to look at a lot of things. Amen. When it comes to the kissing of the ring, yes, sir. It's a struggle, but you see, they try to maintain a queue so that you follow. And you see people tired in the queue, just waiting their turn to go and kiss a ring. My brother, my sister, they have found their own way of salvation. That's what the prophet is saying here. They've built their own way of salvation, their own Tower of Babel. Amen. That's the way how it is. They've built their own fig tree covering, just like Adam. When he had gone out of the way, instead of going back to God, now he felt that he had to find something for a covering himself. Amen. And a covering, as the prophet said, a religion, means religion. So, we see Adam now going for leaves, for covering. And how long that leaves going to last? That's what is happening, my brother and sister. Because if Adam were to go, Adam and Eve were to go with their leaf covering, they would have to be changing it. Because after the end of 2 days of sunshine, the whole thing world is gone. It cannot stand the test. And they had to find another world, another leaf. That's what is going on today in Laodicea Church. Amen. They cannot stand on one scripture. They move from one place to another. Amen. I know of one of them. Almost every year they had to do another version. They had to do another version of what they have already said. They had to change it. See? I know about some 2 or 3 big churches. They've been keep on changing and changing and changing. Because when they change, they don't want to follow the truth. When they change, then another place here will be pointing differently, and then quickly the next this version that will come, they try to change it again, and then it's just what? Always confusion. Amen. That's fig leaf covering. Amen. But he said, the prophet said, oh, how lovely and beautiful dress they appear. You see? In their own eyes, they see themselves so beautifully. As they form their general assemblies and their councils and so on. But now God is stripping it all away. They are naked. For these organizations have put but led them into a camp of Antichrist, into the field of tares, right up to their binding and burning. Amen. See, it's a miserable indeed they are. Yet they know not, they know it not. Colors and beyond hope. See, they glory in what is actually their shame. They glory in what actually is a shame. That they glory in it. But they are defiant against the word. When you give them the word, they will never accept it. For sure, for that, they will never accept it. You see. But in all this, the Lord is good. Amen. In all this, the Lord is good. But in all this, the long suffering and of the merciful God is still waiting and calling. Adam, Adam, where are you? Oh, the Lord is good. In all these things, how they have stood against his word, still in this day, he's still calling. Adam, Adam, where are you? This is a God that has such a long suffering. Amen. Because of this long suffering, the Bible says, is to us what? See, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants everyone to come to repentance. So he's still calling, Adam, Adam, where are you? See, And Laodicea, he told Laodicea, he's speaking to Laodicea, that, look, I counsel thee. Listen, Laodicea, I counsel thee to buy of me gold. Amen. Buy of me gold. Tried in the fire. Because you say you are rich and have need of nothing. Your riches, they will pass away. The riches of this world will pass away. So I counsel thee, Laodicea, I counsel thee, buy of me my own gold that has been tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich. See, not your own richness, but my own gold. When you receive it, you will be rich. Amen. That's what Jesus told the church of Sardis. Say, I know thy works. I know thy poverty. I know thy tribulation, but thou art rich. Amen. See, Laodicea, my long suffering is still calling unto you. Adam, Adam, where are you? I counsel thee that you buy of me gold that is tried in fire, and you will be rich. Amen. And then white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. Amen. My clothing, not your own clothing. Fig leaves clothing will not do it. But my own white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what he told the overcomers in the same Sardis church. He said, there are few that never defile their garments, and they will walk with me in white. Praise the Lord. They will walk with me in white. So here he's offering Laodicea a white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Because that's the way I'm seeing you. You are naked. You are naked. But I have the clothing. Amen. That can clothe you. That it will what? Cover your nakedness. The shame of your nakedness will be covered. But look at your fig. Fig leaves. Fig leaves. Covering. Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. Praise the Lord. That's why God took a lamb and killed it, and use the skin to make a cloth for them, to cover themselves, to cover their nakedness. Amen. The shame of their nakedness, to cover, because the fig leaves could not work. Amen. And here, he's pleading to Laodicea church that buy of me gold, try it in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou will be clothed, that your nakedness will not show. Amen. And also, anoint your eyes with eye salves, that thou mayest see, because you are blind. You are blind. You are blind. Amen. But I have eye salves, that when you apply, your eyes will be opened. Amen. You are blind. Though you have eyes, but He cannot see. Serious. Amen. The goal of God. The goal of God is a Christ-like character produced in a fiery furnace of affliction. That is the right kind of gold. Amen. But what kind of gold does the church have today? It has but what? Worldly gold that will perish. See. The church is what? Rich. It is complacent. Complacent. That means, see, they allow everything to go just like that. Amen. They have lowered the bar. So anything goes. Complacent. Anything goes. No, sir. Here, no compromising. Amen. It has made affluence the major criterion of spirituality. See, if there are bigger, the mayor, the richest man, they are all in our church. They feel that shows that they are spiritual. So the evidence of God's blessing and the correctness of doctrine and so on are now based upon how many rich folks, how many rich folks are involved in it. The prophet said, you better come before it's too late. Saith the Lord. And buy of me gold tried in fire, and then you will be truly rich. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I think I will stop here on this note. Amen. Because it's a long lesson for us to go through. Amen. So, Laodicea, the hour that we are living in, where the church is, my brother, my sister, it's horrible. As we saw those pictures. Very, very horrible. And the Lord said, if they don't repent, he will spew them out from his mouth. Amen. So my brethren, as we have the Daniels of this day, we have been able to understand the handwriting that is on every nation, the handwriting that is upon the time that we are living in. My brother, let us what? Be true Daniels. Amen. And stay by what? By the message. Because God will never spare Laodicea Church if it fails to repent. Praise the Lord. Should we ask our precious brother to come again and give us a song and probably close us at the same time? Amen.
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 Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Say on the portals, he's waiting and watching. You are weary, come home. Somebody, and the time is just fleeting away, and the candle is about to burn out. So while it is still cold today, if it is you that's being called, answer the call. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are, Lord, that Father, you have put these things in the types in your Bible so that we could also look and read and see, and then see it in our days coming to pass, Lord. For Father, they thought nothing would ever come near to them. They were having a time of their life, Lord, abusing the vessels of the temple of the Lord. Father, having a great time, so to speak, O God. Yet, Father, from nowhere a hand appeared in the air, and it wrote on the wall, "Your days are numbered." Father, O God, and we see the same handwriting is on the wall now. The world cannot see it. Father, when we try to tell them the meaning of the handwriting that's on the wall, they laugh at us to scorn, O God. When we tell them how naked, Lord, they are, how wretched, how blind they are, they say that we are the ones that are blind. Father, what a time, what a condition that the world is in, Lord. But we are thankful, for we know exactly what's going to happen. For Lord, you typed it in the Bible in the days of Daniel. Lord, the kingdom was wiped away and it was to be remembered no more. And the same thing is going to happen in this day. But we are so thankful, Lord, that you have made a way of escape for us, Lord. And tonight you are calling again. Lord, you were calling us last Friday. Lord, you were calling us last Sunday, O God. You were calling us through the week, O God. And tonight you are calling again, O Father. Help us, Lord, that we may search in our hearts in every place, O God. And if there be any door that is not yet open to you, Father, help us that we may open it as we leave this place, O God. Bless our brother Maxwell. We commit him into your hands, Lord, for his faithfulness. May you watch over him, Lord, and grant to him, Lord, the desires of his heart. Thank you once more, Lord, for healing our sister. Comfort, Lord. What a comfort it has become to us, O God, to know that no matter what situation may come, to know that no matter what stage a disease can get to, yet there is a God in heaven who can bring you back to what you were in the former days. Thank you so much for that, Lord. May it encourage us, Father, as we leave. Oh, God, may you grant grace to your children that are not well tonight, Lord, to believe it, Father, that you are more than able to do it, oh, God. Amen. Father, praying tonight for the saints that could not make it to church, Lord, bless them also. Keep them, oh, Father, until we would meet with them. Father, we just ask that you would continue to speak to them even as you spoke to us, Father. Be with us, Lord, even as we remember our pastor. Lord, be with him, thanking you, Lord, how you have brought him through this difficult project at work, Lord. Father, I know how that feels like, oh God. But I'm so thankful to know that you have done it also for him, O God. May you continue to do it, Lord, for every brother and sister that's working. Lord, when the enemy tries to press, Lord, through this way and that way, may you always, Father, receive honor and glory at the end of it, Lord, through testimonies. We thank you, Father. Bless the service on Friday as we would come again. Lord, may you fill our hearts with your word once again. Father, we love you. We thank you. Thank you for the sisters that stood in the gap, Lord. Father, helping with the music. Oh, God, it could only be you that would have helped us tonight, oh, Father. Thinking of our brother George and our brother Vladimir who are not here. Father, be with them also. Grant them grace, oh, Father. And whatever that could be keeping them, oh, Father, we pray that it would all work together for good for them. That, Lord, they may be here once again to lead us in thy song worship, oh, God. How we love them and we thank you for them, Lord. Bless our brothers. Bless every person that, Lord, plays the part, Lord, in their post of duty. Just asking that, Lord, you make a way for each and every one of us to be back in thine house again on Friday. Lord, we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. May the Lord bless you, saints, until we meet on Friday. We'll just sing the last stanza of that song softly and tenderly.
Oh, for the wonder.